This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. And astronomical things are what we're thinking about, things that go bump in the night or huge bang in the night, because I'm here with Riganzioni Derezzi, who is a first-year master's student in the Department of Astronomy, and he has just published a paper, along with many other authors, in the journal Nature. Now, this is like first prize. So he's wandering along the department corridors with a crown on his head, and so may he wear it, because he's been doing some phenomenal work. So good afternoon, Riganzioni.
Good afternoon, Ketchel, and I'm happy to be here.
Now, you must tell us, what is this paper all about? I know it's something to do with high voltage gamma ray bursts, something like that. You must explain.
Okay, yes. So in January this year, on the 14th, the magic telescopes in Spain recorded the highest energy ever recorded for a gamma ray burst event. And then they sent out a notification to all institutions around the world. And then there was a global monitoring campaign that was initiated during that time. And then we followed up with MeerKAT.
So you were part of a sort of global monitoring campaign following up on this massive, like unprecedentedly big gamma ray burst. But a lot of listeners may not know what a gamma ray burst is.
Okay, so a gamma ray burst in very short, or particularly a long gamma ray burst in this case, is when a very massive star, like say 100 solar masses, dies in a giant explosion, a hypernova. It's insane. The amount of energy that goes into these explosions is too much, and then it forms a black hole, and then at the core, and then as it forms that black hole, it throws away jets, and that are traveling at like the speed of light, and then that is where you get all the emissions from.
So you are actually witnessing the birth of a black hole, am I right?
Yes. You're witnessing the birth of a black hole, and you know that explosion itself is like the birth cry. That energy is like the birth cry of a black hole being born, which is like remarkable.
It is indeed. And you wrote about this. What exactly was your part in this discovery?
Okay, so after the magic telescopes recorded high, like the tera electron volt energies for this gamma ray burst, we did a follow-up with MeerKAT, and then we started to see what the afterglow evolves like. So that was my involvement on the paper.
So you were doing the hard work, in other words, the data reduction. You were looking at the data, which was followed up with a lot of different telescopes around the world, including our South African 64 antenna MeerKAT telescope, which presumably is amongst the most powerful, or is it the most powerful?
Well, I mean, at this point, it is the most sensitive telescope. Actually, after the initial data sets were taken for like all the other, when MeerKAT was launched last year and they started collecting data, they realized that they had underestimated the sensitivity of the telescope, which means it is actually much more powerful than it was supposed to be. So, which is remarkable, because that means you can observe even the faintest objects out there, as long as they are radio emitters. So, yeah. So I was part of that, and then together with like collaborators in Paris and here in South Africa.
It is a fantastic story. Now, this gamma ray burst, where is it? Do we know?
Oh, yes. So the Hubble Space Telescope identified the host of the gamma ray burst event, because this is a star inside a galaxy, and then it's very large, of course, and then it's exploding, but it's inside a galaxy. So the Hubble Space Telescope identified a galaxy as a spiral-type galaxy. Spiral-type galaxies are like the Milky Way, for example. And then it is located at like a redshift of like 0.4, which is around like 4 billion light years from Earth. And then, which is like amazing.
Thank you very, very much, Riganzioni Derezzi, for sharing with Fine Music Radio listeners your obvious enthusiasm for this fantastic new discovery, and congratulations.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me here. Thank you.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us an explosion-free evening.